Oh boy, you're not going to be happy with me. No, 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 no. This assignment is not easy. Conceptually, it's not that hard, but actually finding the information is not that easy. Why? Because the mutual fund companies really don't want you to know how badly they've performed relative to their benchmarks. Let's read the assignment at the bottom of the assignment sheet entitled, Who Has Beaten the Market? The 10-year average annual rate, the 10-year annual average rate of return, that's what I said, yeah, of the Standard & Poor's 500 composite was 2.92% from January 1st, 2002 to December 31st, 2011. So, a little bit better than it was a couple of years ago, where it was basically negative. The 20-year average rate of return was a whole lot better at 7.81% from January 1st, 1992 to December 31st, 2011. Can you find at least 10 domestic stock mutual funds that have beaten the S&P 500 over 10 years and at least 5 domestic stock mutual funds that have beaten it over 20 years? Now be careful, folks. Sure, there are many mutual funds that have beaten the S&P 500 over the last 10 or 20 years, but they don't have the S&P 500 as their benchmark index. If it was a bond fund, for example, it's not going to track stocks. It's going to track bonds, and bonds did better over the last 10 years than stocks. So be careful. If you go get a gold fund, oh my goodness, it's going to explode in the last 10 years. So find funds, domestic, stock, growth and income, growth funds, that the S&P 500 is the benchmark. Okay? Now, the 30-year average rate of return was 10.98% from January 1st, 1982 to December 31st, 2011. Can you find any domestic stock mutual funds that have been in existence for 30 years and that have beaten the S&P 500 index over 30 years? It ain't easy. Because Yahoo, Morningstar, they're not going to show you this. They're only going to go back 10 years. You have to go to the individual company's websites and nose around. And sometimes it's even hard then because they don't really want you to know. And you need to call up the funds or talk to them over the internet or chat or call them up on the phone. And some of them will say, well, we don't have that information. And you say, why not? Because we don't have it. Because we don't want to show you how badly we've done. And then optionally, try the MSCI World Index and go look at some global stock mutual funds. Or if you're into bonds, go look at some bond mutual funds. You understand? See if there really are, and there are, mutual funds that have beaten their respective benchmark indices over significant periods of time. Hint, 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 go look at some of the companies in the Chapter 4 website, in the section on the Chapter 4 on the class website. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. And for the most part, folks, again, I know it might sound, what is Piano talking about? Is he crazy? But I want you to have fun with this. I really do. I want you to nose around and get lost and go, this is interesting. Let's go over here and let's check this. And oh boy. And then there are going to be times when you're going to run into a brick wall, a dead end. You have to turn around and go back. And sure, but I think the rewards are great. Personally, and you might think I'm crazy, and you may be right. But try your best to enjoy this assignment. And if you don't get the 30-year, it's not the end of the world. But they're out there, folks. They're out there. See ya.